I'll see you in the morning. This is Murphy Gibbons. North Beach on Sunday, September the 14th, 1919, at the Carruth home, there was a lull when the eye of the storm moved inland. Wade Carruth said, "We saw a sailboat. Water was neck deep. My parents, three sisters, us five boys, three people from Dallas, and a cat climbed on it. The storm carried us into Nueces Bay. We saw a man walking in the water carrying a child in each arm. They were never seen again." End quote. When their house disintegrated, Mr. and Mrs. Helcher and daughter Fern clung to a piece of rooftop and watched as the water and sky seemed to change places. They could hear screams and cries in the dark, and terrified faces would appear briefly in the lightning flashes. The family was separated, and as the storm moved them apart, Helcher yelled to his wife and daughter, "Goodbye, I'll see you in the morning." End quote. Percy Reed, his wife, and five-year-old son jumped from the second story of their home into violently swirling storm waters. They became separated, and Mrs. Reed caught hold of a makeshift raft. She saw the family dog, Scotch, on another raft. She whistled to him, and he swam to join her. They were swept into the Nueces Bay by the force of the storm. The wind tore at her clothes, and she found she could hold on better after she ripped them off. Fighting against the wind and waves, she lost her hold on the raft and slipped into the water. The dog got a grip on her hair with his teeth and pulled her back to safety. Time and again, she slipped from the raft, and each time the dog saved her. Finally, the dog was knocked into the water by passing timber. Soon afterwards, the raft struck land, and Mrs. Reed crawled ashore and covered herself with warm sand. She was so weary from fighting to stay alive that she couldn't move. This is the fourth in a series on the 1919 storm. I'll talk more about it next week. This is Murphy Gibbons.